Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Tom, you know you have the best theme song in the business.
Thank you.
Do you know that? It makes me want to go every morning.
All right.
To work?
Huh? What did you say?
Sybil, let him go.
Okay,
because
I'm sorry.
He's corny.
Sybil, you throwing shade early in the morning.
No, sir.
Throwing shade.
Bye, Felicia. Come on now.
Let's talk about this health issue that Hillary Clinton suffered over the weekend. It's bringing light to a very real discussion I think that we all need to have about this presidential candidate. How much do Americans really need to know about the candidates? How much do they need to share? And how transparent should the candidates be with their medical records, their health in general, and other things like tax returns? Last night, Hillary Clinton called in from home, where she is said to be resting, to speak with my CNN colleague, Anderson Cooper.
I'm feeling so much better, and obviously, I should have gotten some rest sooner. I probably would have been better off if I'd just pulled down my schedule on Friday, but like a lot of people, I just thought I could keep going forward and power through it, and obviously that didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't work out so well. We've all seen that disturbing video of Hillary Clinton stumbling into a van as the staff and the Secret Service agents struggled to pull her up and get her inside. Clinton staff didn't communicate with what was wrong with her for about 90 minutes. They released a statement stating that she got overheated and dehydrated, and then just a few hours later, she emerged from her daughter Chelsea's Manhattan apartment in what appeared to be a photo op.
How are you feeling today?
Feeling great. Feeling great.
What happened?
It's a beautiful day in New York.
Well, hours later, Clinton would release a statement stating that she had been diagnosed with pneumonia. She had been given antibiotics and was told to rest for 5 days. She had been diagnosed on Friday, a couple of days before that. It was obviously advice that she did not follow, and by doing so, she fed into the conspiracy theories about her, that she is hiding something major, a major underlying health issue, and that she is not honest with the American people. In the meantime, Donald Trump, his staffers, and his surrogates are doing something that they don't usually do. They are taking the high road.
I hope she gets well soon. I don't know what's going on. I'm like you. I see what I see. The coughing fit was a week ago, so I assume that was pneumonia also. I mean, I would think it would have been, so something's going on. But I just hope she gets well and gets back on the trail, and we'll be seeing her at the debate.
Trump says that he had a physical this week, and he's going to release the results when the numbers come in. Secretary Clinton told Anderson that she will release more medical records soon. Here's the important thing. Everybody gets sick, and it's understandable if you get sick, especially if you're a 68-year-old woman getting close to 69 and you have a grueling schedule like that. What candidates have found out in the past, it's better to be more transparent than trying to hide. It's time for all the candidates, all of them, to be more transparent about everything, including their health and their taxes. The American people are in the process right now of making a really important decision, and we need to know what we are getting. That's the bottom line. Donald Trump should release his tax returns. He should be transparent about his health records rather than just a two-paragraph, weirdly written note from a doctor.
From Dr. Benny Boom Botts.
Exactly. And Hillary Clinton should be more transparent about her issues. People don't mind if you know, especially if you're of a certain age. Just be honest. Level with us. That's it.
You know, here's what I don't understand. Who is it at the IRS that calls the news and tells the news about Nellie's lien?
$2 million tax problem.
NeNe Leakes owes $850,000. But they don't call about Donald Trump's taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Well, I think if Donald Trump didn't pay taxes, it would be a different story. I think that's record, but I don't know who calls, but that you make a very good point. But I think that if you don't pay your taxes, it's a different story. Obviously, he has paid, but exactly what he has paid is not subject to a public record.
Hmm.
But somebody's hating on Nene and Nelly.
Yeah. I just feel like somebody, Ashton Kutcher, somebody's just going to jump out 8 weeks from today and say, you've been punked. It just gets weirder and weirder, Don.
It's the weirdest election that I've ever seen. Who would have thought that this would have happened? You know, at a 9/11 memorial.
Right.
It's just really, really odd.
You get criticized for going to work sick. I mean, first of all, who does that?
Who has that kind of work ethic? Certainly not anybody I know.
All right, Don. Good job.
All right.